This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive evacuation of foreigners from Sudan remains underway as the conflict there stretches through the 10-day mark. VOA correspondent Mariama Giallo has the story from Nairobi.
The past couple of days have seen many foreign nationals in Sudan pack up their belongings and leave in a hurry as countries try to pull their citizens out of harm's way. The troops of Sudanese Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and Rapid Support Forces Commander General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo have been engaged in fierce fighting the past 10 days. Since the conflict started, many ceasefires have come and gone. The latest one, agreed to Monday, seems to be holding, although sporadic clashes have been reported. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
UN officials say one side in the Sudan conflict has seized control of the National Health Lab in the capital Khartoum that holds biological material. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The announcement comes as officials warn more refugees could flee Sudan despite a ceasefire between rival forces. The fightings plunged Sudan into chaos, pushing the already heavily aid-dependent African nation to the brink of collapse. Now, Dr. Nima Said Abid, the World Health Organization's representative in Sudan, has expressed concerns that one of the fighting parties, he hasn't identified which one, had seized control of a central public health lab in Khartoum. Abid calls the move an extremely dangerous development. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Taliban have killed an Islamic State militant who was the mastermind behind a suicide attack at Kabul's International Airport in 2021 that killed 13 U.S. troops and scores of civilians. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is banking on 2 years in the White House and 50 years of Washington experience, landing him another 4 years in office, but another number is raising questions. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
He's already the oldest president. The University of Chicago's William Howell and Barbara Perry at the University of Virginia do the math of another Biden bid.
Running at the age of 82.
Soon to be 83, should he be reelected.
At the White House.
It's the same thing that we heard in 2020.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's made it a non-issue.
He's been able to deliver and get things done.
And says he would serve all 4 years of a second term if elected. He would be 86 at that point. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization has fired a doctor who faced allegations of repeated sexual misconduct, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In an email to the Associated Press, a WHO spokeswoman says Timo Wakinevalu, a doctor from Fiji, was let go after findings of sexual misconduct and a disciplinary process. The AP first reported that Wakinevalu had been accused of sexually assaulting a woman at a conference in Berlin last October. Confidential documents show he had been flagged to senior directors for allegedly harassing another staffer in 2018, an incident that resulted in an informal warning, while the accuser was told that pursuing an investigation might not be the best option for her. In recent years, the World Health Organization has been plagued by reports of misconduct. Wakinevalu denied that he had ever sexually assaulted anyone. I'm Jennifer King.
A Japanese company's attempt to land a spacecraft on the moon has apparently failed. Flight controllers lost contact Wednesday with the lander after it descended from lunar orbit, aiming for the dusty surface. The company would have been the first private business to land on the moon. Only three governments have successfully done it: Russia, the United States, and China. American entertainer and activist Harry Belafonte has died of congestive heart failure at his home in New York, according to his publicist. He was 96. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
That right there is what Harry Belafonte was best known for. Belafonte said in a 2001 AP interview he heard about that song used in all kinds of ways, but one in particular.
More people have told me they sing that song in the shower than any other song I've ever heard of.
Belafonte was one of the first popular black performers on film. He was one of the first to sell a million records and the first to win an Emmy. Belafonte also was an activist, marching for civil rights and taking on presidents to push for social change. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.